下午的聚会要继续早上的主题，就是觉悟的开始。
And the topic for this afternoon will continue from the morning, and that is the beginning of consciousness.
这是主耶稣在十二岁的时候。
And this happened when Lord Jesus was 12 years old.
他第一次上耶路撒冷去遵守逾越节。
And it was the first time that he went up to Jerusalem to observe the festival.
在那个时候呢，主耶稣呢，开始有一个很重要的事情，感觉到必须要去关心的。
And at that time, Jesus was conscious of a matter that he need to pay attention to.
就是说，他应当要以天上的父的事为念。
And that is, he must take into matters of the Heavenly Father as the top priority.
但是呢，这个并不能够因为这样而否认他肉体的父母耶稣跟玛利亚。
However, even though he need to pay heed to the Heavenly Father, he also cannot neglect his biological parents, that is Joseph and Mary.
那么主耶稣他跟天父尊神之间的一种体会呢，应当是很明显的。
So therefore, it is very obvious as to the personal experience that Lord Jesus has with the Heavenly Father.
所以他才会感觉到呢，应该要以天父的事情为重。
And that is why Lord Jesus must be about the Heavenly Father's business.
但是呢，他三十岁才出来传道。
But yet, Lord Jesus waited until he's 30 years old before he came out to embark on his ministry.
虽然在18年前他就感觉到必须要做这件事情。
Even though he had already felt the urgency of the matter 18 years ago,
但是他还是感觉到呢，父母需要他，家庭需要他，所以他就在18年当中来充实自己。
But however, he felt that his parents needed him and his family needed him. Therefore, he took 18 years for him to learn and study.
等到时机成熟，他就出来传福音救人。
And when the time was right, Lord Jesus was able to embark on his ministry of salvation.
但是当他出来传福音救人的时候，他又感觉到一些很重要的事情。
But however, when Lord Jesus was in his ministry, he also found some important and pressing matters.
就是向天父祷告。
And that is to pray to the Heavenly Father.
如果没有天父尊神的力量来帮助，没有办法完成这个工作。
Because if Lord Jesus was not empowered by the strength of the Heavenly Father, he is not able to complete his ministry.
但是他又另外感觉到人必须要休息。
But also, Lord Jesus was conscious of the fact that men need to rest.
肉体的休息。
That is physical rest.
再来，心灵的安静。
And also a quietude in spirituality.
但是他又感觉到有一些圣工呢，必须要把握这个时间来付出行动。
But also, Lord Jesus was conscious of the opportunity and time where you need to take action in terms of ministry.
那在这些事情都发生的时候，要怎样去拿捏呢？
So when all these things are happening all at the same time, how does he strike a balance?
人在年轻的时候，
when a person is young,
不知道什么叫疲劳。
We do not know what is fatigue.
因为他充满了活力。
Because when a person is young, he's full of vitality.
所以他不懂得什么叫疲劳。
And therefore, he has no idea what fatigue means.
但是渐渐年纪渐大的时候才，原来疲劳就是这样。
But however, as one advances in age, they slowly become more and more tired.
在那个时候，他有另外一种感觉。
And then when it comes to that phase in his life, he will have another level of consciousness.
所以主耶稣也是一样的。
So this also applies to Lord Jesus.
现在请各位来看马可福音第一章。
Let's all turn to Mark chapter 1.
35节到37节。
Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章35节到37节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 35 to verse 37. Now, in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. 36. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. Verse 37. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
这里记载, 主耶稣在早晨很早就起来。
So over here it says that at the break of dawn, Lord Jesus Christ, he rise up.
他要把握这个时间来跟天父, 啊, 交通。
And he wanted to make full use of this time to pray to the Heavenly Father.
所以他一个人呢, 赶快到旷野安静的地方。
So Lord Jesus, he was alone and he went to a solitary place so that he can be quiet.
因为他感觉到这个非常重要。
Because he felt that this is extremely important.
但是呢,
but however, his disciples found that he was missing.
就从后面追过去啊,
and then they started to pursue after him from behind.
那当然这个时间就很短暂就见面了。
Then of course, in a very short moment of time, they met up.
那主耶稣呢，就没有办法长时间的跟天父交通祷告。
And therefore, Lord Jesus was not able to have a longer period of time to communicate and pray to the Heavenly Father.
所以有的人就说，在这个时候呢，主耶稣看到门徒来，就赶快冒祷一下，就结束了。
So some people interpret this passage as saying that Lord Jesus just say a short prayer when he saw the disciples.
好像我们有时候在祷告发觉有什么状况呢，就停下来一样。
And this also applies to us today. As if when we are praying halfway and we got interrupted.
你不会说我在祷告听到一个很响亮的声音啊，你要继续祷告，这样很危险的。Because
of course it is impossible for you to not stop praying when you heard something is wrong.
你还是要停下来看一看啊。Of
course you will stop your prayer and find out what is happening.
虽然祷告很重要。 但是还有后面更重要的是什么？你不知道。
Even though prayer is very important, but perhaps something more important has happened.
那门徒跟主耶稣会面以后,
so after the disciples met up with the Lord Jesus,
总有很多人在找你呀。
And they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you."
那他就不得不啊, 就要付出行动啊, 跟门徒一起去帮助那些人啊。
So, of course, Lord Jesus has to take immediate action and follow the disciples to go and care for the people.
因为主耶稣呢, 很同情这些需要他的人。
Because Lord Jesus, he has great empathy for those people who needed him.
再请看马可福音第六章30节到34节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
第六章30节到34节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to verse 34. Verse 30, then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had thought. Verse 31, and he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." Verse 32, so they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. 33, but the multitude saw that they were departing, and many knew him, and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. Verse 34, and Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things.
在这一段圣经里面记载，主耶稣感觉到很重要的这些事情都在这一段圣经里面出现。So
over here, all the pressing matters that concern Lord Jesus happened in this passage.
他想要跟门徒一起呢，啊，到那个旷野那边去歇一歇，去休息一下。And
it was Lord Jesus' desire to go by a deserted place and that they can rest. And they did not even have the time to eat. Because there were too many people who needed help from Lord Jesus.
一个人, 一两餐不吃饭还可以。
And when a person skips a couple of meals, it is fine.
一个人午餐或者晚餐晚一点还可以。
And if a person skips lunch or dinner and eat much later in the night, it is still fine.
如果天天这样的话，会把身体搞坏的。
But however, if you were to do so every day, your health would be at stake.
所以耶稣跟门徒，他们就赶快搭船要到另外一个地方去躲避这种状况。
And so therefore, Lord Jesus and the disciples, they wanted to go out by boat so that they can escape this situation.
但是众人发现，还是从这个道路那边赶快跑去找他们。
But however, the multitude saw that they were leaving, and then many of them ran on land to the cities.
那主耶稣在这个时候呢，又碰到这些需要的人。
And then once again, Lord Jesus, he met the multitude who needed him.
那主耶稣出来这里记载说，他看到很多人就怜悯他们。
And then here, Lord Jesus came out, and when he saw all these people, he was moved with compassion for them.
这些人真的很需要他。
Because all these people, they desperately needed Jesus.
所以一个人祷告是很重要的。
So therefore, it is very important for a person to pray.
要休息也是很重要的。
It is also very important for a person to take rest.
要让自己的心灵安静一下也是很重要的。
It is also very important for you to have serenity for your souls.
但是有时候重点的需要，你就必须要付出行动。
But also you need to take action to meet the needs of the people.
加拿大人很注重这个隐私权。
And as we all know, Canadians, we do pay attention to privacy.
不希望人去干扰他。
Because no one likes people to come and that is to break their privacy.
所以礼貌上要找某某人，要先用电话联络一下。
And that is why it is to the Canadian culture that you must first call before you go and visit a person's home.
这种呢礼貌是需要的。
And it is necessary in this culture.
那如果有人说我不方便，你就不需要再问说为什么。
And however, if a person says that, oh, it is not convenient for you to come visit me now, then you should not pry any further.
你一问呢，就骚扰到人家的隐私权了。
Because if you were to press on the matter and question further, then you are intruding into their privacy.
但是也有人呢。
But there's also other people.
他为了要逃避一些事情，所以他有一些事情来做借口。
So some people they wanted to escape certain matters, so they make some excuses.
因为这些借口呢，他就可以逃避。
And because of these excuses, then they can escape the situation.
那这些呢，都会发生在我们生活当中。
And all these things do happen in our daily lives.
所以主耶稣呢？他在三十岁出来传福音救人的时候
，So therefore, when Lord Jesus was 30 years old and he came out to preach,
他所感觉到很需要的、很需要的，但是不见得能够马上这样的。
And even though he felt the pressing and the needs of and concerns of the people, he could not take immediate action right away.
我们先来谈这个祷告跟神交通这个事情。
So let's first take a look at prayers, and that is our communication with God.
我们请看这个路加福音第六章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6.
是二节是三节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to verse 13.
路加福音六章十二节十三节，请念。
Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray.And continued all night in prayer, verse 13. And when it was day, he called his disciples to him, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles.
这里记载主耶稣整夜在祷告。
So over here it says that Lord Jesus prayed the entire night.
十三节说天亮的时候。
And verse 13 says that when it was daylight,
他就叫他这些门徒来。
Jesus called all his disciples to him.
可能他当时有很多啊跟随他的门徒。
Perhaps at that time he had many followers.
但是他为了将来的工作有啊能够继续下去，必须要拣选特别跟在身边的门徒。
But in order for Lord Jesus to continue his work, he needed to select some people who were close, who would be close to him.
那这十二个呢，是他可以信任的人。
And the 12 disciples that Lord Jesus has chosen are those that he can trust.
但是人与人之间的了解有限。
But however, we often have a limited understanding or comprehension of the other person.
人可以判断，但是不一定很准确。
Perhaps we can judge, but very often our judgment may not be true.
有的人虽然同学在一起三四年，但是后来被同学对他不好的也有。
And you will find that even though some people, they may be classmates for 3 to 4 years, a long time, but they can still be betrayed by each other.
那主耶稣他知道他在世的时间呢不长。
And Lord Jesus knew that his time on this earth is very short.
所以这十二个门徒很重要。
Therefore, these 12 disciples, they were very important.
所以他花了整个晚上来跟天父交通。
And that is why Lord Jesus, he prayed the entire night in order to communicate with the Heavenly Father.
那这种祷告方式圣经没有说。
And as to the mode of prayer, we do not know, as it's not described in the Bible.
跟我们现在祷告是不是一样呢？
Is it the same mode of prayer as we do today?
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not say.
那到底主耶稣有圣灵同在，是用灵言祷告还是问讯祷告，我们也不了解。
So therefore, we do not know whether Lord Jesus, whether he prayed in tongues or with understanding.
如果用悟性祷告，这整夜祷告呢，这个内容就很困难讲。
So if he were to pray with understanding, then the content of prayer for the entire night may be a difficult one to say.
必须要一直重复，一直重复，那天父就觉得厌烦。
Because Lord Jesus may need to repeat things over and over.And that might be repetitious.
但是主耶稣在世的时候没有强调过这个灵言的祷告。
But yet Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he did not pay emphasis as to the praying of tongues.
那其他主耶稣悟性的祷告呢？有详细的记录也有。
But yet there are also very detailed record of theprayer of understanding by Lord Jesus.
那到底我们信徒对跟主耶稣之间的祷告是长还是短比较有效果？
So therefore, which one is more effective when our prayers to the Lord Jesus, to God, is it long or is it short?
两种都有效果。
In fact, both long prayers and short prayers can just be as effective.
有的人虽然祷告时间很长，但是整个心都跑到外面去的也有。
Because some people, they may be kneeling down and pray for a very long time, but their heart is wandering outside.
那有的人在短暂的默祷，虽然是一秒钟以内，几秒钟以内。
But however, a person may be praying a very short prayer just for a couple of seconds.
但是效果很大的也有。
But it can be very effective as well.
像尼希米记记在尼希米要见王讲一些重要的话的时候
，And just as in the story of Nehemiah, prior to him going to see the king, he said some words.
他非常紧张，一直心跳。
He was very anxious and he was very nervous.
我见到王要怎么说
？What should I say or speak to the king when I see him？
圣经记载，他就赶快默祷。
And then the Bible says that he quickly say a very short prayer.
当然这个时间是非常短。
And of course, the time is very short.
结果他见到王的时候，他讲的话非常好。
And then we see that when he faced the king, he was able to have a good speech.
他对王所要求的，王都答应了。
And all the things that he requested of the king, he was being answered.
他知道这是天上的神帮助他。
And he knew in his heart that it was God who helped him.
所以这种短暂的默祷效果还是很大的。
So therefore, even though the prayer was short, but it was very focused and is effective.
那 我们有时候为人代祷。
And sometimes when we intercede for others,
你讲，主讲了一句也有效果。
And even though you just mentioned a sentence for the other soul, it will still be effective.
你一直重复也是有效果。
And you may also repeat it many times, it will just be as effective as well.
但是主耶稣曾经提到，就同样一个内容呢，你不要一直重复了。
But Lord Jesus did once mention that you do not need to repeat the same content over and over.
但是不是我们在言辞方面不要重复，但是在心里面是不是可以继续去想呢？
So even though we may not utter it in terms of sentences, but we may think about this matter in our heart.
啊，应该是可以的。
That should be fine.
所以这个我们跟神之间这个祷告有时候是很奥妙的。
So therefore, it is very mysterious in terms of our communication with God.
那当然最好呢，在这个团体公众当中呢，尽量不要有长时间的强迫性祷告。
But of course, when it applies to congregational prayer, it is best not to force a very long period of prayer time.
比如说我现在在讲台上我宣布等一下要祷告十分钟。
For example, I may announce from the pulpit that later on we are going to pray for 10 minutes.
这个叫做强迫性的祷告。
And this means that it is an enforced time of prayer.
因为大众要听你的。
Because everyone in the congregation have to listen to you.
还没有祷告你不知道这个效果，一定要十分钟才有效吗？
So before you even pray,You may question that you must pray for 10 minutes in order for it to be effective.
这样你就越前替主耶稣来做主。
So in that sense, you are actually proceeding ahead of Lord Jesus.
这个就是我们有时候要注意的地方。
So those are some of the details that we need to take heed.
那主耶稣他要拣选门徒呢，他花了很长的时间祷告。
And over here we see the Lord Jesus, he spent a long time to select his disciples.
那其他呢，还有记载几个地方，他也是比较长的祷告，但是都是悟性祷告。
But then there are also other prayers recorded some other places in the Bible that are prayers of understanding.
那也有呢，他在祷告的时候他到底呢跟天父真神祷告些内容圣经没有详细的交代。
And also we see that there are certain prayers when Lord Jesus was praying to the Heavenly Father, but yet we do not know the content.
请看路加福音第九章二十八节到三十二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
第九章二十八节到三十二节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 28 to 32. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. Verse 29. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. Verse 30. Then, behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah. Verse 31. Who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem.Verse 32, but Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him.
这里记载主耶稣上一座高山去那边祷告，他有带三个门徒。
And over here it says that Lord Jesus brought three disciples with him to the mountain to pray.
那在祷告的时候，他忽然间他的面貌发光啊。
And then halfway through the prayer, we find that the countenance of Lord Jesus was changed. He became very glorious.
他的衣服也都变成白色发光了。
And Lord Jesus' robe became white and it was glistening with light.
那忽然间有两个古代的人出现跟他讲话。
And suddenly we find two people from the Old Testament speaking to Lord Jesus.
那这两个人呢，可能从天上下来。
And these two persons may have descended from the heavens above.
他们在那荣光灿烂的里面呢，在那边讲话。
And in that glistening glory, they were having a conversation.
那所讲话的内容就是有关主耶稣呢，要上耶路撒冷受害的这些内容。
And the content of their conversation is about the coming crucifixion of Lord Jesus in Jerusalem.
那这两个人呢，跟耶稣谈话是用悟性谈话还是用灵言谈话？圣经没有说。
And as to the conversation itself, whether these two persons spoke to Lord Jesus in tongues or in understanding, we do not know.
那三十二节记载说，这三个门徒都因为大概很疲劳，都在打瞌睡。
However, verse 32 says that the three disciples who followed with Jesus, they were very heavy with sleep.
那忽然间清醒过来，才看到这种状况。
And then suddenly they were fully awake, and then they saw what was happening in front of them.
但是那时候这两个人呢，就是摩西、以利亚，正要离开耶稣，可能要回到天上去。
And at that moment, Moses and Elijah, they were just about to depart from Jesus.
所以这些门徒呢，也根本没有听到耶稣跟摩西、以利亚到底谈些什么。
And so therefore, since the disciples were sleeping, they did not hear the conversation and the content.
也许有听到一点点，才有这种瞬间的记录。
Perhaps they did hear some details of the conversation.
那我们再看三十四节到三十六节。
And then let's continue to verse 34 to 36. Verse 34, while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud. 35, then a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved son, hear him. Verse 36, and when the voice had ceased,Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things that they had seen.
这里记载呢，在说话当中呢，忽然间又有一朵云彩降下来，来遮盖他们。
Here it says that while he was speaking, a cloud came down and overshadowed them.
那这个时候又有声音出现。
And then at that moment in time, a voice appeared.
就从天上来，就是指着耶稣说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的。”
And a voice came out from the cloud saying that this is my beloved son, he is the one whom I have chosen.
彼得、约翰、雅各，你们要听他的话。
And therefore, Peter, James, and John, you must listen to him.
要听耶稣的话。
You must listen to Lord Jesus.
那声音。停住以后呢，就看到耶稣没有其他的。
And after the voice had stopped, then they saw no one else but Jesus Christ alone.
那门徒以后也不敢提到这一件事情。
And after that day, the disciples they did not even dare to mention of this incident.
也不告诉其他的。
And they did not tell anyone either.
那这些隐藏的事情到底是什么？
So what are the hidden things that were spoken?
这是有关主耶稣呢，他在世的时候比较长的祷告。
And so this was a prolonged period of prayer time when Lord Jesus was on earth.
还有一次，他上耶路撒冷要知道快要跟门徒分离的时候的祷告。
And then there was another time when he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to depart from the disciples.
这是记在约翰福音十七章里面。
And this is recorded in John chapter 17.
整章都是主耶稣的祷告的内容。
And the whole chapter described the content of the prayer of Jesus Christ.
从第一节我们就看到耶稣说这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，你的儿子也荣耀。”
And in John 17, verse 1, here it says that when Jesus spoke these words, he lifted his eyes to heaven and said,
那这是在耶路撒冷的时候，他就是用悟性祷告。
And here he prayed to the Father to glorify his Son, and this is a prayer of understanding.
所以从第一节到二十六节呢，全部都是主耶稣的祷告词。
So for the whole chapter 17 of John, verse 1 to verse 26, it all describes the prayer of Lord Jesus.
所以我们要把它读完，也要有一段的时间。
So it will also take us some time in order for us to complete this prayer.
这也是主耶稣比较长的时间来祷告。
This is also a longer period of prayer time for Lord Jesus.
那再来一次，最后一次的长时间祷告。
And then finally, there's another prayer that took him a long time.
请看路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke 22.
三十九节到四十六节这一段，我用讲的就好。
Luke 22.
二十二章三十九节
，Verse 39，
这里记载说，耶稣往甘南山去，门徒也跟着他去。
Here he says, Lord Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him.
那到了一个地方呢，主耶稣呢就告诉门徒说，我要进到比较里面祷告，你们要在外面祷告。
And then when he came to the place, Jesus told them that I need to enter that place to pray.
那可能这一次的祷告也比较长。
And perhaps this is also a longer period of time of prayer.
因为主耶稣在这一次祷告呢，就是有关他要被钉十字架受害的事情来祷告。
And because Lord Jesus was praying specifically for the coming crucifixion that he's going to face.
请看四十三节。
Let's look at verse 43.
有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
Then an angel appeared to Jesus from heaven and strengthening him.
主耶稣呢，他身心都非常疲累。
So over here we found Lord Jesus. He was very tired, both physically and spiritually speaking.
四十四节记载主耶稣极其伤痛。
Verse 44 says that Lord Jesus was in agony.
但是他的祷告更加恳切。
But yet Lord Jesus prayed even more earnestly.
祷告到汗流满面。
He prayed to the point where his sweat became like great drops of blood coming down.
那四十三节提到有一位天使呢，来加添他的力量。
And verse 43 says that an angel appeared to Jesus to strengthen Lord Jesus.
这种灵界的事情我们看不到。
And yet, all this happened in the spiritual realm that we cannot see.
但是我们弟兄姐妹呢，在祷告，也许也可以这样的经验。
So, however, in the same way, when we pray, sometimes we may experience the presence of angels.
可能每一个人身边都有天使跟着。
Perhaps every one of us, we have an angel who follow us.
那这个天使有时候看到我们的需要呢，他会协助我们。
And the angel will help us out when he saw our need.
所以我们这些信耶稣的人呢，有一些看不见的力量是从神来的。
And so therefore, for all of us Christians, we have invisible strength that even though we cannot see, but they come from God.
那这种力量有时候在祷告中，有时候没有在祷告也可以有这种体会。
And this kind of strength you will experience sometimes in prayer and sometimes outside of prayer.
有时候我们会想，难道有那么多的天使，每个弟兄姐妹都有天使跟着？
Sometimes we question this fact that are there so many angels who will follow each and every single one of us?
除非天使比信徒还多。
Perhaps there's more angels than the members.
那天使到底有多少，我们也不知道。
But yet, as to the number of angels in total, we do not know.
反正我们有天使跟着我们就是了。
But as long as we know of the fact that we do have angels beside us.
所以主耶稣最后在科西马尼园这个园子里面祷告呢，时间也是很长的。
So therefore, in this prayer, when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was also a very long prayer.
他连续祷告。三次，每一次完以后呢，就出来勉励门徒，门徒都在那边睡觉。
And Lord Jesus prayed for a long time, and for three times each time he come out to encourage the disciples, but they were all sleeping.
所以一共有三次呢，门徒都会睡着了。 可能就是时间很长。
So there was a total of three times when Jesus came to see the disciples. So therefore, it must be a very long prayer.
因为这是主耶稣要完成救恩很重大的事情，当然要花很多时间祷告。
And because Jesus needed all the strength that he can, so that he can face the pain of crucifixion.
所以我们呢，没有什么特别大事情，你短暂祷告也有效果。
So therefore for us, today if we do not have a very important or pertinent matter to pray for, a short prayer would suffice.
那有时候呢，我们要休息呀。
But sometimes we also do need to take rest.
请看诗篇四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 46.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
Psalm 46 verse 10.
你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也都被尊崇。这里说我们要休息。
Here the Bible says to be still.
你懂得休息也是对神一种尊重。
Because if you do know how to be still and to rest, it shows your respect for God.
这里所说的休息，不止这个肉体上的休息。
Over here, this resting does not refer merely to physical rest.
有的翻译本也有翻译作就是在镇静啊，镇静就是你的心灵哈，要安静哈。
But in fact, this resting refers to our soul, that our soul be quiet and still and serene.
人能够有这个安静的心灵啊，这个也是很好的。
Because if a person has a soul of serenity, it is indeed beautiful.
这个对身体啊，都有帮助的。
Because it will bring great benefit to your health.
这是有关啊，主耶稣在世的时候，他觉得很重要的这个祷告。
So these are the important prayers that happened during Jesus' time.
或者是肉体上的休息，心灵上的安静，都是很重要的。
And so,It is very important whether you have physical rest or spiritual rest.
但是有时候也要把握时间，付出行动去帮助人。
But we also need to make full use of opportunities to help out others.
请看以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15.
请念。
Isaiah 30 verse 15, For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
这里提到说，我们得救在乎归回安息。
Here the Bible says that in returning and rest we shall be saved.
我们要得到力量，必须要平静安稳。
In order for us to receive strength and confidence, we must return and rest.
这当然是包括身心灵的安静。
So all this serenity refers to our body, spirit, and soul.
所以有一句话说，休息就是为了要走更远的路。
And that is why there is a saying that in order for you to take a long journey, you must first have ample rest.
那也可以说休息以后要赶快起来工作。
But another interpretation can mean that you will need to work right after you finish your rest.
休息已经很久了，但是就是不付出行动也是不好。
Because if you have rested for a long time and there is no action that follow, that is not good.
这个都可以做我们在圣工上的推行的参考。
So all this can be taken as a matter of reference in terms of application of sacred work.
那我们个人的身心灵的这种力量都可以从主耶稣来求的哈。
So in terms of our spiritual strength, we can pray just like the Lord Jesus.
请看诗篇七十三篇二十六节。
Let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
这里提到作者他曾经在他的肉体、他的心肠都非常衰残。
Here, the psalmist had once felt very, very tired, and he fell.
人在这种状况之下是非常痛苦的。
And when a person is under such a circumstance, he is full of agony.
但是后来啊，神还是成为他的力量。
But yet, still, God became his strength.
成为他心灵的力量。
God became the strength of his heart.
他又发现，唯有神才是他的福分。
And then he discovered that God is his portion forever.
所以每个人要有纯正的信仰。
So therefore, all of us, we must have a true faith.
人不可以没有神啊。
Because we cannot live without God.
神是我们的力量。
Because God is our strength.
那我们中间是教会很强调圣灵。
And in our True Jesus Church, we do pay great emphasis upon the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵也是呢，啊，我们一种心灵的力量。
And the Holy Spirit is also a kind of spiritual strength.
请看以弗所书三章十六节。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16, that he should grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
这里说我们借着主耶稣的灵。
Here he says that through the help of the Holy Spirit,
使我们心灵的力量能够刚强起来。
So that our heart can be strengthened with might.
每个人都有心灵的力量。
All of us, we do have our strength in the inner person.
有的比较弱，有的比较强。
Some are weaker and some are stronger.
要让我们心灵这个力量刚强起来，需要借着圣灵的帮助。
And in order for our inner person to be strengthened with power, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
当我们的心灵刚强起来的时候，可以克服很多的困难。
Because when we have full confidence in the inner person, then it will help us to overcome many problems.
那除了这些靠着祷告以外，
So other than through prayers,
还有一个案例可以给我们做参考。
There's also another example for us to learn from.
就是肉体上的食物，
and that is to say physical food，
跟心灵上的食物
versus spiritual food，
也可以让一个软弱的人能够刚强起来。
It can also allow a person who is weak to become strengthened again。
请看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings。
列王记上十九章第七节第八节。
First Kings chapter
19. 列王记上十九章第七节第八节。
Verse 7 and verse 8. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." Verse 8. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb.The mountain of God.
以利亚是一个很刚强的先知。
And Elijah is a very strong prophet.
但是在环境恶劣的时候，他也曾经软弱过。
But under a harsh environment, he also became weak.
也曾经为自己求天上的神取他的性命。
He also once prayed to God to take his life.
这种祷告是神是不高兴的。
And of course, God is not pleased with such a kind of prayer.
因为以利亚他有很多的工作在等着他。
Because Elijah has a lot of work ahead of him.
虽然他觉得呢很困难。
Even though he found them very difficult.
但是神还是要他继续去工作。
But yet God wanted Elijah to press on his work.
因为他非常软弱。
Because Elijah was very weak.
所以神差遣天使呢拿食物给他吃。
So therefore God sent angels to bring food to Elijah.
借着天使拿的这个食物跟水给他吃了以后，
and through the food and the water that the angel has brought to Elijah and he ate and drank,
他还是呢不付出行动。
Still, he refused to take action.
所以天使呢就来教训他。
So therefore, the angel came back a second time.
说你要走的路，你要工作的内容太多了。
And tell him to arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.
所以第二次又拿东西给他吃。
So we see that the angel brought food the second time around.
这里记载说他借着饮食的力量。
So over here it says that through the strength that he received from the food that he ate,
连续奔跑四十昼夜。
Elijah was able to went to go in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights.
那当然呢，四十昼夜也有休息了。
But of course, he does take rest during that 40 days and 40 nights.
否则的话，你四十天一直跑，也会倒下去。
Because it is impossible for a person to run continuously for 40 days and 40 nights.
那时候以利亚他有坐骨力量，就是靠着食物。
But yet here it says that Elijah has that strength is because he had taken food.
所以物质的食物很需要。
So therefore physical food is just as important.
但是呢，属灵的食物也是很需要。
But spiritual food is likewise just as important.
属灵的食物就是真理的造就。
And spiritual food refers to the edification of the truth.
我们请看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
第四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主耶稣在这边说啊，说引用《生命记》第八章所记载的。
And Lord Jesus was in fact quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
人活着是要靠食物，但是不是单单靠着物质的食物。
That when men live in this world, they cannot just live by physical bread alone.
也要靠啊神口中的言语，就是神的道理。
That man must also live by every single word that comes from the mouth of God, and that is the word of God.
我们不要把它解释说，光靠神的话就可以活着，这个是不通的。这里是说，不单靠食物，也就是食物也需要。
So therefore, we cannot be biased in our opinion and thinking that only spiritual food is important, but in fact, the physical food is just as important.
神的话也需要。
They coexist side by side, the physical and the spiritual bread.
那这样你的体力、你的心灵就有力量。
Because then your physical strength and your spiritual strength can be empowered.
物质的食物大家都可以怎样去应用它。
And in terms of physical food, you have many means to take them.
那属灵的食物借着听道理，还有看圣经。
And the spiritual food, it comes through listening to sermons and also reading the Bible.
那这些都可以成为我们的力量。
And all of these can become our inner strength.
那下午就讲到这里。
And we'll conclude our service at this point.
唱诗264首。
Let's sing hymn 264.